You're listening to Insight Music on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White. Sean Pauling grew up in South Lake Tahoe, where he learned to play guitar and trombone, also to write songs. He writes retro-influenced folk pop songs that reflect his love of California's natural beauty. Sean's now based out of Los Angeles, where he first met his bandmates Nate and Andrea Vaughn. Andrea keeps the beat going on drums, Nate plays bass, and he also mixes and produces Sean's records. In 2014, Sean Pauling released his debut album, Eye for an Eiger. During his tour of California last summer, Sean Pauling stopped by the Insight studio to chat with Pamela Wu about his brand new second album, Sunsinking.
So this is definitely a departure from my last album. It is a nice mix of still my kind of relaxed vibe, but I also mix in more sounds from the 70s, you could say, like 70s pop music, synthesizer, and then a good use of horns, and there's some saxophone, trumpet, trombone, bass trombone mix in there.
Talk about the process of recording, too. I understand that this was recorded in both Chicago and L.A.
Yeah, so my friend and producer, Nate Vaughn, moved to Chicago and decided to follow him out there, and I spent 6 weeks recording with him and his wife, who's our drummer, and we just used the resources at hand out there in Chicago. I was a music major at UCLA and USC. I got to know all these musicians who are now world-class musicians all over the country. So I happened to have a few friends in the Chicago area. I had a percussionist friend come in and record some percussion stuff for a song, and then another friend who played trombone come in and play and bring in other players. So it was really fun just using the Chicago resources.
Yeah, very cool collaboration. The first single off this album is the song 100 Lives. Tell us about it.
100 Lives is a nice light love song that flirts with the idea of past lives. So it goes back and talks about maybe these different situations where I might have met my significant other, going all the way back to like Big Bang times. I think the idea of past lives is a very kind of romantic sort of thing, you know, the feeling that you have some sort of connection here.
How many thousands of beggars must I be before you will love me? 100 lives I've lived before, they left me wanting more. Da 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 da. I've wandered many distant lands so that I could finally ask your hand. Shall I recite all our history? You've seen it all along. I just want you to know these are the days that we have longed for. So many lifetimes have gone before. Gotta want it, gotta need it. I've been dreaming of you for so long. Gotta need it. I've been dreaming of you for so long. We were there in the first light, peaceful in that blinding white. Part of me and part of you, made of something new. I prayed for you in the darkest of hours, dreamt of you while at war. Oh, passed you on a city street, and here we finally meet, and I know for sure these are the days that we have longed for. So many lifetimes have gone before. Long ago, when we were just grow. I want to know. I want to go.
That was Sean Pauling performing 100 Lives. His new album is called Sun Sinking. Your bandmates are Nate and Andrea Vaughn. They're a married couple. Tell me what your collaboration with them is like.
I've been working with Nate for the past two albums. Even though they both moved to Chicago and Andrea is getting her PhD out there, I followed them out there because it was such a good team effort. And Andrea has gotten more and more involved. She helped write some of the songs lyrically this next album, and she's been drumming for us. And then Nate plays bass, so we make a nice trio.
And you both tour and record with them.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the first album I did. It was various musicians and professional musician friends that I had in L.A. This album, it's mostly the three of us.
Tell us about the song Last in Line.
So Last in Line is one of those songs, and every songwriter has one of these songs where it kind of just wrote itself, actually, in my sleep. I woke up in the middle of the night. It was like 3 a.m. I had just been having the dream of me performing the song and the chorus, almost how it is now. Lyrics usually come a little bit later for me, but there are bits and pieces of the exact lyrics that I have now. So I went out to the living room and recorded the idea immediately. You gotta do that. When I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh, I'll remember it in the morning, but Usually can't remember it unless I can record it right at that moment. So
you've got to grab it while it's there.
Yep.
This is Sean Pauling with the song Last in Line from his new album, Sun Sinking.
Take these arms, watch them grow into the man who'll keep you warm. Hold these hands and listen close. They sing a quiet song. As a child, I dreamed of you. Never knew if you loved me too. Last in line, I thought they'd steal you. First to go because they do not hesitate. Talk of love when they don't mean it. All the while you don't know I'm thinking of you. See you there, flirting with Steven. How could I be his even? He makes you laugh with just a smirk on his face. Like Dorian, he hides his picture. As a girl, you didn't fall for that. Grew into the woman I love. Last in line, I thought they'd steal you. First to go because they do. Not hesitate. Talk of love when they don't mean it. All the while you don't know I'm thinking. Now you're mine and we both know it. It took so long, but I loved every single day. 1 year becomes a million. Happy tears, they fall because you're thinking of me. No, 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 no.
The title of the new album is Sun Sinking. What does that mean and how did you come up with it?
I actually came up with the name Sun Sinking when I was 2 years old. Apparently, I got a stick and filled up a cup with dirt and put the stick in the dirt, and I thought it was a tree, and I called the tree Sun Sinking. So that was the beginnings. But this album, it really fit well because Sun Sinking for the album, the songs basically follow an arc where you start off with daytime, sunny pop songs, and then you transition to more nighttime songs with more synthesizer, a little bit darker of a mood before you kind of come back to the daytime. So that's kind of the arc of the album.
Don't know where I'm going or where I'll be. I'm just trying to patch the time, living in peace. The forces have gathered underneath. They come with the dark, dark, darling, washing over me. And I can see they're twisted. Don't hold true. I stay with the departed. Closely holding on to you.
That's Sean Pauling, his album Sun Sinking, now available. You can find the new record and a video of Sean performing the title track in the Cap Radio Garden. It's on our website at capradio.org/insightmusic. That's Insight Music for this month. And of course, we're looking forward to bringing you many more artists and albums in 2019. I'm your host, Randall White. Insight Music is produced by Bert Johnson and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. The Insight Music team gets help from Jen Picard, Nick Bruner, Devin Cortan, Andrew Nixon, Beth Ruyek, Pamela Wu, and Anthony Van Hook. Our technical director is Mr. Mark Jones. Our managing editor is Linnea Edmeyer. Insight Music's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us. Now, here's the latest single from Sean Pauling's new album. This is Rio Grande.
She wakes at dawn to the same rising sun. The show so oppressively. Traveled so far just to be put behind bars. Freedom never felt so close yet so far.
she cried by herself.